For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Weeks fast. Amen. But I want us to begin with this. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse. Are you here? Or you are feeling the fast already, so you are slowing down? Because you look like people who don't want to spend energy. It's like, Charlie, let's save some. I have 21 more days to go. I think weekends may not be included. Saturday and Sunday are not included. So it's not really 21. Yeah. Yeah, you can do overtime. I think Kweku looks like somebody who will do overtime. Anyway. So 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. But we speak the wisdom of God. To understand, let's start from verse 1. Take to help us. Let's start from verse 1. So he says in verse 1, and I, brethren, when I came, so this is Paul, he says, when I came to you, brethren, I came to you not with excellency of speech. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom. You see? As a man of God, when I came, I did not come to you with excellency of speech. Yeah. Putting words, articulating the English language with fine words. You know, sometimes people can speak to you. And recently, somebody said something to me at work. I said, why don't you calm down? I mean, tell me the same thing in a simpler word. Then she said, oh, I just learned this word. I want to use it. I said, uh-huh. Just say it in simple terms. Came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. So Paul did not come to them, and that's what we try to do. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm sorry if you feel like I'm trying to impress you. We are not here to impress you. Yes, we are not here to impress you. There's no pastor here. Pastor Kobe is not here to impress you. Verse 2. But no, it says, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That is what a true minister should be doing. We should be portraying Christ. You know, yesterday, Lady Pastor was playing a very old message of Bishop many, many, many years ago when the church was in a place called Collegon. And Bishop was preaching. And then at a point, he broke down. He said, I have no other message to give to you than Jesus Christ crucified. That's all I have. And as he was saying, he just started crying. He said, I can't preach. And you can see up to today, the man is still preaching Christ. That is all he's doing. It's not about money. It's not about anything. He can't even leave a church that is grown full of rich people and just gather young people who don't have anything and start a church all over again. Because it's not about money. You see? So that is what it is, Christ. You see, and I think we should all focus on that, that it's Christ. It is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Verse 3. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. It was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That is how he preached to them. Amen. Yeah. And note the reason why, verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That is how ministers should minister. We are pointing you to God. And I hope I'm doing a good job at it. But whenever I stand here, it's not me. I'm pointing you to God. So whatever you see, whatever demonstration, whatever signs you see of the Spirit, manifestations of the Spirit, it is all to show you that God is around. The Spirit of God is around. The power of God is around. Amen. Yeah. These days, the past few weeks, you've seen a lot of, you know, prophetic things, prophecies, to show that God is around. That is how a church should be. Yeah, that is how a New Testament, living, vibrant church ought to be. We must see these things. And when you see, just say, ah, God is here. Not that somebody is great. Not that somebody is very anointed. Or not that, no, but God is here. And I believe that we shall see more.
Amen.
Yeah, we shall see more. Yeah, as we even open the doors and we are calling our services prophetic impartation, we must see more.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 6. Then, so this is the context of what we're reading. Howbeit, we speak the wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. You see, what we say, or what we say, which is the word of God, is very different from what the world thinks.
Amen.
What the wise men in the world. Wisdom is not equal to being wise. Worldly wisdom, I mean. Because worldly wisdom is very different. Significantly different. One of the hallmarks of worldly wisdom is it cannot even be admonished. You can't advise it. Because it's so strong and you feel like this is what it is and this is how it should be and that is how it shall be. It shall be forevermore. Rock of ages. I'm not changing today. I'm not changing tomorrow. Cannot be admonished. So it says, howbeit we speak the wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. And all those worldly ways, it will come to nothing. So this is a context. And then verse 7. It says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. What is a mystery? It's a mystery is something that is not easy to understand. Huh? What do you say, Pastor God? It's conceived. It's hidden. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom. So that mystery is the hidden wisdom of God which we speak. And is the word of God. Now, it says, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. You see, the reason for this hidden mystery, the wisdom of God, the secrets that bring us to victory. The reason is to bring us to victory. Because it says, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The reason why these hidden mysteries exist is just to make you swim in glory. For your beautification and your glorification.
Amen.
So when we talk about victory secrets, we are talking about wisdom. 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 It's amazing. You see, when you flow with the Holy Spirit, everything falls in line. We just had a convention. I didn't even know any of these things. But I was just led to preach on impartation, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge. You see, knowledge and wisdom, spirit of knowledge and spirit of wisdom go together. Because knowledge is what brings you, what God is saying. What does God think about this? What does God want us to do? What does God say pertaining to this issue? Everything that God has to say. And then when you talk about the spirit of wisdom, it is that which enables you, the force, if you remember, it is that which enables you do the thing. So it's almost like you have to have knowledge, then the spirit of wisdom, that impartation, that anointing makes you do it.
Wow.
If you don't have wisdom, you just walk around with knowledge. You are just puffed up. You know a lot of things, but no action. Because you're almost paralyzed. Are you understanding the message? You're almost paralyzed. That is why you have no victories. There are no victories. So even though you've been exposed to the secrets, there's really no wisdom.
Wow.
Yeah. There's nothing to move. You know a lot, but you are still sitting on like a bubble on a log, like somebody said. Yeah. You can't move. So wisdom makes you do it. So we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, hidden. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, our glorification and beautification. These are the things that will make us easy. So when you walk in your, when you walk in glory and beautification, you have victory.
Yes.
I'm yet to see a boxer that has been beaten all 12 rounds or 15 rounds. And then at the end, he's holding his flag and saying, I have the victory. No, you've been beaten. But the one who wears a title, say, I have the victory. Do you understand? Yeah. I have the victory. I have the victory. You know what? When I mentioned boxing, this just dropped in my spirit. You see, fights, a good fight is usually taking and giving. When we describe a good fight, I mean, Uncle Charles is very happy. He likes boxing. When we describe a good fight, it is a fight that Charlie, they stood in the middle of the ring and exchanged. Give me, I give you. Give me, I give you. Give me, I give you. Yeah. Like Azuma Nelson when he used to be in his peak. He can take and give. In fact, he's more dangerous when he's taking. Because the middle of taking, then he has some hook. Boom! By the time you realize, the thing has caught your jaw, you are down. So when the Bible talks about fight, a good fight of faith, it is also sometimes giving and, I mean, receiving and giving. Do you understand? Things may get a little shaky, but we stand and we fight. We fight it off in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, our victory secret is nothing but the secret of God's wisdom, which is engulfed in his word. And as we really walk in it, and you can't say you walk in it if you don't have wisdom. Because wisdom embodies actually walking in it. That is what is going to ensure our victories. Amen. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's go to my favorite scripture again. Are you understanding?
Yes.
2 Peter chapter 1. Look at it again. We've read the scripture many, many times here. Verse 1. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. So he's writing to us. He's writing to us. Lift up your right hand and say, he's writing to me. When you are reading the Bible, let it become personal. Let it become, put yourself in it, because it is applying to you. Say, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. He's talking about us. Woo, glory to God. He's talking about me.
Yes.
I said he's talking about me.
Yes.
He's talking about me. Yes. Because I have obtained like precious faith.
Yes.
Through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. Through the knowledge of God. This is a solution for grace and peace. Just get more of the knowledge of God. As you read the Bible, as you read books, as you imbibe God's word, as the knowledge of God comes into you more, what happens is grace and peace is multiplied unto you. Oh, Pastor Midi says, I don't have peace. Just get knowledge. Get knowledge. It's a solution. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things, not some things, or most things, or almost everything, all things. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Is given. Everything, all things that pertain, everything that you need to be godly, to be like God, everything that you need in this life, he says, his divine power had given unto us all things. How has he done it? Through the knowledge of him. Through the knowledge of him. Through the knowledge. So through the knowledge of him, we acquire all things that pertain unto life and godliness. This scripture is so powerful. Every time I read it, it's like I've not even read it before. Yeah. So unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Listen, we have been called unto glory and virtue. Your calling is unto beautification and glorification. Let 2019 be a year of beautification and glorification. Somebody say amen. You don't seem to be excited about it. Let me say it one more time. I said, let 2019 be a year of glorification and beautification. Stand to your feet right now. Everybody, stand to your feet right now. Stand to your feet right now. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I am ready. I'm ready for my beautification and glorification. Come on. Come on. Yes. Come on. Say, God, let it follow me. Let it be upon 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 me. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray. Say, God, let me find the pathways. The pathways. Let me walk in the pathways. Let me follow the pathways that leads to my knowledge, that through your knowledge that I may be glorified. And I would have glorification and beautification in 2019. Yes. Yes. Let me hear some prayer right now. Lift up your voice and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. God is delivering you from shame. You shall not be ashamed this year. You shall not be ashamed this year. This year, shame is moving away. Shame is moving away. Poverty is moving away. Being down and at the bottom every time is moving away. Because you are going to walk in beauty and glorification. Thank you, Jesus. Your children will not bring disgrace to you. Your children will not be a source of disgrace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Please be seated. We're not done. So it says, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Whereby, everybody say whereby, are given unto us exceeding great and precious. What is whereby? Whereby is referring to the knowledge. Yes. Whereby. So through the knowledge of him, we are given exceeding. Not just great, but exceeding. More than great. Amen. Exceeding great and precious promises. Wow. That by these. This exceeding great and precious promises that we get through the knowledge of him, that by these, everybody say by these, ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Of the divine, that's the beautification. Because God is beautified. God is arrayed in glory. So he says through that we become partakers. Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. Yeah. In fact, this morning, Bishop was preaching about the fact that the world is corrupt. And it's not going to get better. Yeah. He was talking about things that are happening in secondary school. What's the equivalent of secondary school here? High school. Yeah, what we call it secondary school in Africa, in Ghana. You know? You actually go to a boarding institution. Yeah. Some of the schools were bad. They're bad boys and girls. But I don't know why you are laughing. I don't know why you are suddenly smiling. Yeah. Yeah. I know a certain school that starts with, if I let me not go into it. No, this one is not an alphabet. Oh, yes, an alphabet. It has to be an alphabet. Yeah. Very bad boys. Yeah. He come from one of the regions. Cape Coast or something like that. Very bad boys. Very, very, very bad boys. I mean, not all of them in the school are bad, but they are bad boys in that school. Yeah. And I hear that the things that are being done in the secondary schools now, you can't even think about it. Yeah. I mean, at time we were bullied, you know, but now I hear the bullying is to another level. That is so unspeakable. You can't even talk about it in church. Yeah. Bad. Koko, do you know any school like that? That was bad. They've legalized everything. Yeah. Bad boys. But they are good now. I'm saying they are good boys in that from that school. Even the church. But the school was still bad. Yeah. I went to a very good school. Very, very good school. At least once I was there. Yeah. I mean, I have the mic. It's called Achimota Secondary School, Motown. I mean, even look at that. Very good school. Yeah. It produces only presidents. Yeah. Bishop was in the same school. I don't know why you are so jealous. I mean, that school was so good until people were imported from that school. But Emmanuel, can you believe what I'm saying? They were imported from that school to Achimota. They changed the whole school. Yeah. But Andrew, do you want to know the name of the school? I think Brother Emmanuel knows the school because he's really cracking up. So you can ask him after school. Anyway, that's just a joke. It's a joke, but it's serious. It's a serious joke. Yeah. So there is corruption. You see, this is how we are going to escape the corruption. Yeah. When we are beautified, we are glorified. Yeah. By becoming partakers of the divine nature. In fact, as we're listening to the message, I said to Lady Pastor, I wish I could go back and be a head teacher of a school, especially the school that I. Then she said, there's nothing you can do. I realized there's nothing I can do. It's a spiritual thing. The spiritual thing. Yeah, there's nothing I can do. There's corruption. Deep corruption. That's another topic. We can't go into it today. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's rise up and let's pray. Let us be serious with this fast. So, what does a fast do? Why do we have to fast? Let me show you a scripture. Why do we have to fast? We need to fast so we can pray. Why do we need to pray? Let me show you a scripture. It's a very simple scripture that I think we should. It's found in 1 John chapter 5, the same chapter our memory verse is coming from. And if you go on to verse 14 and 15. So watch this. It says, and this is the confidence we have in him. This assurance. It's almost like the lottery pot. This assurance we have. This one will get it. What is this assurance? That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. So what this verse is saying is that anything that we find in the Bible, anything that is written in the Bible, anything that we find that is in the book, is his will, because it's his word. It says, if we can direct our asking and let it align with what he is saying in his book, he will hear us. And that's what the fast is about and the prayer. We are going to sift through and we are going to say, Lord, you said this, so we are praying this. Lord, we said this, so we are praying this. Lord, we said this. You see, that's a secret to prayer and answered prayer. Is to be able to translate what God has said in his word into asking him. Wow. And we have the answer. Look at 15. It says, and if we know that he hear us. Whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we have desired of him. Yes. 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 We know. We are assured that what we ask, we shall receive. Because he said it. And that's what we're going to be doing intensively in the next 3 weeks. We're going to sift through and say, Lord, this is a victory secret. You said it in your word. I want it. I want it. I want it. Yeah. And he will do it. He will do it. God will do it. Your life is about to change. I said your life is about to change. You see, somebody is just saying in his heart, oh, I did this last year. I did this 2 years ago. I did it 3 years ago. Somebody just said it. But we can't water the person, Esther. Forgive the person. But nothing happened. This time, you're going to do it with understanding. Amen. And something will happen. Amen. Yes, something will happen. You see, when you are working with the word of God, and you are following everything, and you are praying, and you are not seeing the result, you should turn the thing back to yourself. And maybe start asking, God, what am I missing? Yeah. Because you see, when you have a radio, maybe in your car, and you are trying to tune to a particular station that you see that everybody else has tuned into. I mean, when you start in your car, the next person sitting by you has tuned into 106.9. The next person also has tuned into 106.9, which is a Christian station, and you can't tune in. You don't get bored with a station. Don't get bored with a station. What you should ask yourself is, what is wrong with my radio? Why can't I tune in? Yeah. I think if we can approach it this way, God will help us. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to make us pray this prayer that Bishop prayed with the church this morning. Let's pray that God will help us to pray. Can you understand that?
Yes.
How many of you genuinely think that you have a problem with prayer? Praying for a long time. No, God is going to bless you. Your hand came up first. Even two hands. God is going to bless you. You are about to walk into a new era of prayer. Because I can tell you, I also struggle with prayer. I should be praying more than what I should. I'm doing now. Yeah. So if you put your hand down, you're not being real. So let me ask you again. God forgive you all your sins.
Amen.
I said, who has a problem with prayer? Amen.
Amen.
But God is going to help us. God is like a coach. Coaching you to do something. Yeah. So he knows even our weaknesses because he's coaching us. That is why the Bible says that when we... Paul said, what did he say? He said, I would rather boast of my infirmities.
Yes.
Yeah, I will boast of my infirmities. Because the grace of God is sufficient for me. But the power of God is made perfect in my weakness. So I would rather boast of my, not hide my weakness. So what we are saying is, God, we have a problem with prayer. And we need help. Lift up your hands to the heavens and pray. And ask God for divine help in this next few weeks and the rest of the year, that you'll be prayerful. You'll spend more time praying. More time praying than anything else. Watching TV and wasting time with many, many other things. You will spend more time in prayer. More time in prayer. More time in prayer. Jesus. Yes. Come on, lift up your voice, everyone. Yes, yes, yes. Lord, you will help us. Help our infirmities. Help our infirmities. Jesus, help our infirmities. Help our infirmities. Kalama. Yes, Lord. 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 We boast of our infirmity. Lord, I have a problem praying for long. I have a problem praying very consistently like I ought to. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me to be a prayerful person. In these next few weeks, Lord, may I be someone that prays a lot. That prays mightily. That prays a lot. Spending more time waiting upon you and pray more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed, as you still stand. Don't look around. If you are here today and you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. Just lift up that hand. Anybody? I want to pray for you. I see that hand. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Thank you, Lord. Pray this after me, everyone. Everyone. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you that you paid the price for all that I did wrong. I accept this price. I receive you today as my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my Healer, my Deliverer. Thank you for all that you did for me. And according to your word, I am your child. For as many as received you, to them you gave the power to become the sons of God. I am your child from today. In Jesus' name, I will walk with you. I will serve you unto the end. Thank you in Jesus' name. And all shall say amen. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. And you may be seated. You'll be seated in his presence. Amen. All right, paying tithes, come up. If you're paying your tithes, you can come up. Let's receive our tithes. Amen. I encourage everybody to get a copy of this. Since we've ordered it already, I encourage you not to. Wait and get a copy that we ordered for you. All right? And it's also good sometimes to always, in fact, a lot of times, to have the book in your hands and underline it and flip it around. That's the advantage of hard copied books. Amen. Father, I kneel and I pray for everyone here that is paying tithes. Bless them. Let them experience the blessings of tithe payers. In Jesus' name. This year, let the devourer be rebuked for their sakes. Let them experience abundance. Touch their finances, Lord, and bless them with plenty. In Jesus' name, amen. I bless supernaturally. I bless supernaturally. You are blessed supernaturally. I say your handshake is very strong. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Amen. All right, take out your second offering. Take out your second offering quickly, please. As we take our announcements, text to give ideal. We're doing very well with that, by God's grace. Amen. So, quick announcement. So, our prayer and fasting starts tomorrow. The prayer line will be open from 4 to 6 tomorrow. Thank you, Pastor Kobe. I jumped in there. I forgot that you were coming to do the announcement. Forgive me. So the fasting and prayer begins tomorrow. And the prayer line will be opened from 4 to 6. Everybody should jump on. Amen. And we'll let you know about Wednesday. I asked permission to make a few changes, but as it is now, Wednesday service still stands as is. Amen. So don't forget, come to every service. Apostle has sent the details. Okay. So the first point is, let me just read it. I'm now looking at it. I usually digest it and give it to you. So the point of the season is prayer, held by fast, rather than a fast without prayer. And we must all organize our members to follow the prophet. So we'll follow So the porch, between the porch and the altar is on. It's usually from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. every day. So that's our time. Our time, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. You can join. And then we'll gather to pray. We'll do some of it, video conference, audio conference, and the rest will be during the week here. Friday, definitely, we have an all-night. We're going to have an all-night every night, every Friday night, until this fast is over. You are not clapping. So like I said, the fast for this week is no meat till Saturday. All right, so we are fasting. So after 4 p.m., you can eat, but no meat, okay? Let's not go into defining meat. Meat is meat. Is there anybody here with a problem with defining what meat is? Let's all do it, okay? Veggie sausage. Fish is meat from the ocean. Amen. So I'll let you know more as we move on. All right? Say that, Frankie. What's the argument about? Are we offline? Okay. Oh, please, let's go offline. Chicken and egg. Egg is not meat. Egg is meat that has not completely formed. No, egg is meat that has not finished forming. But you see, you poor are making a mistake. You get a lot of protein from plants. Beans, you're getting a lot of protein there. Even your legumes, isn't it? Yeah. Your spinach, it all has some amount of protein. It may not be that high like meat, but it's... What? Mushroom. Yeah, mushroom is not meat. Listen, just go by your first thought, all right? Any question that you ask is because you are doubting it, so stay away from it. Amen. So let's all do it. Amen. Listen, if you have a medical issue and all that and you are confused about how to do it, just let me know. I'll help you out. But we are not saying stop taking medicine, all right? If you need to take your medicine, then take it. Don't say that we say you should fast, so you stop taking your medicine and all that. No, no. If the medicine has to go with food, you come talk to me. I'll show you what to do. Amen. We don't want anybody to kill themselves. Amen. Are we done? Anybody here for the first time, give me a wave. Second offering. Lift up your second offering. Father, bless every giver, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So wives, look after your husbands. Let them fast. Gifty. Don't cook for Alex. Where is Alex? Yes. Refuse to cook for him till after the fast. I don't say don't cook, because if you're a wife and you also don't want to cook for your husband, it's also bad, very, very bad. Wives should cook for their husbands. Yes, and then we have a memorial service for our dear grandma and Felicia's brother, grandma's son. And it's going to be on the 20th. So is it next week? Next week, Sunday. It's going to be part of the service. We'll incorporate it into the service. All right? So come prepared. Come prepared to support. Come prepared to give and help people. Amen. Listen, we all go through it, though. Everybody, you know, until Jesus comes, we'll be helping each other like this. But we won't do funerals in the church. Nobody's done. If you die, we'll raise you up. Hey! We'll have an all night and raise you up. So don't try and die. Amen. All right. So that is coming on next Sunday. All right. So there's also Fruitful Believers Prayer Line. Our safe prayer line is every Sunday at 7 p.m. Parents, please get your children to log on. Amen. Father, bless all these offerings, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please stand to your feet as we close. Today we are on time. And we intend to keep being on time. So hold somebody by the hand and let us share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God,